The Fumbled Anthology presents Inversion, a Call of Cthulhu scenario written by Alex Gillott and Bud Baird, featuring Alex Green as Yves Toussaint.
Clark, I think we should leave.
Emily Moxon as Dr. Amelia Taylor.
I just saw us coming into the room, and I don't understand what that means.
Jan Roger as Clark Blake.
I'm just thinking, like, if he walks out of that room, we're gonna have to pass him to get to the stairway.
Liam Braid as Will Billy Baker.
Oh, but don't drop that shit. I don't know, it looks like it wants to, you know, infest you.
And the Keeper of Arcane Lore is Alex Gilliot himself. Part 6, The Wired Man.
Sure, so as you walk down, you get about maybe halfway or so, and as you shine the light down, you can see that some of these rows, they look like they have this heavy sort of fungal growth growing along the sides of them and then against the back wall, and it seems to be getting worse the further you go down, but there's like this heavy sort of looks like fungus just sort of growing off these machines and up against the wall, kind of clogging some of these openings.
What the fuck is going on here?
There's an awful lot of fungus.
Oh, good of you to join us, Frenchie. How'd your makeout session go?
What the fuck are you talking about? You do not understand so well, do you, little English boy? You're just all concerned about with your fucking YouTube and your fucking football. You're so stupid. You're blind to the world, my friend. Now, what are we doing here? Clark.
Yeah.
I had enough of dealing with this idiot. What do you need from us?
We just need to find a terminal. I don't know about this fungus or whatever, if it's going to cause issues, but yeah.
Yeah, even as you shine the flashlights down there, you can see that they're sort of little, you know, at least down the other end, you can see there are little kind of spores in the air nearby and just sort of floating around in the beams of flashlight.
I watched The Last of Us, but you don't want to breathe that shit in.
I'm not a microbiologist, but that does not look really safe.
I would like not to be in this room, thank you very much.
Let's go back the other way.
Oh, we're almost there.
No, you don't want to breathe that shit in, man.
Well, let's take precautions then. Can I put my keeper? Can I put my shirt over my mouth and nose so I do not breathe any of the shit in?
Yeah, Frenchie, you go test it for us then, man.
You fucking idiot.
I'll keep leading the way down, just trying to avoid most of this fungus stuff. I'm still looking for any terminals.
Go bludgeon some more corpses, why don't you, you fucking moron? Okay.
I really don't want to walk down here.
I was going to say, as you go down a bit, you can see on the wall, there is a label, sort of printed on the wall, but it's reversed again. But you find that if you use your translator, you can call it up and then flip the image, and it works. So it takes an extra step, but you can still do it. And according to that, it says this is the computer archives.
Yeah, Billy's not following you guys into the spores. He's staying where he is.
Amelia is staying with him.
Oh, in that case, I go with them. No, I'm kidding.
It's for me, Clark. These cowards do not want to suck in the spores. They do not realize that you could just put your shirt over your end, and it's pretty much fine. The spores are far too big.
Yeah, I would have, like, just had some fabric wrapped around there. I'm sure it's fine.
No, thank you. I've been in quite a few hospitals where just a tiny spore makes its way into the body, and I don't need that to happen to me. So if you're so inclined, by all means, go ahead. But I will be staying right here.
You get down to the intersection at the far end of this level, and you see that there are markings on the wall pointing in different directions. One of them points to Active Records, another Archive Records, another says Data Analysis, and another one says Emergency Generators.
This is in the computer room, right?
Yeah, you're in the computer level.
Yeah. Let me just bring up.
Is it analytics? Data analytics?
Data analysis is
data analysis. Yeah, is what we're looking for.
Data analysis.
Yeah.
For inversion plans.
Yeah, and there's an arrow directing to that area.
But so. Then there's also data archives. We can go to either one, I think.
They have the archived records. Yep.
What were the options again? Sorry.
Yeah. So the arrows that you see on there, there's the doors off to the left say main computer room. Off to the right, you see archived records, active records, data analysis, and emergency generators.
Okay, I think we're Toussaint. What are your thoughts? We can either go to the data analysis room for getting info about the keys, or we can go to the main computer one just to try and get more information about everything, or what?
Well, why don't we do both, you know?
Right.
Would it be possible to do both?
Mr. Keeper, are you suggesting that whole end of the building, not just this room, is covered in the spores?
No, you notice that the computer archives, which was that sort of long room with the banks, there was only like maybe a quarter of it or so that was.
So can we go around? Because otherwise, like, me and Amelia don't want to go through the spores at all. So if all this investigating into the computers is just
I was gonna say there's none in the hall outside the room.
Okay. So if we walk out and go down the hallway, we can get past the spores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think Amelia's trying to find another way around. I don't want to walk through that shit.
I don't want to walk through that either.
Alright.
Alright. Conveniently,
there's
a
long hallway that takes us past them.
So, which place do you want to check first?
Let's go data analysis, because I know we got told specifically to go to data analysis.
Go data analysis. Sounds good to me.
So that you follow the arrows, which are clearly marked, and once you figure out how to translate them, it's easier. And it takes you basically to that little to the room in the upper left hand corner, and more specifically the small little room that's sort of cordoned off from it, right next to the lift.
Oh, okay. I got completely lost. Okay. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, so it's easy enough to find. Yeah, so you open up the door, and the room itself is pretty simple. It contains two computer stations with look like dedicated machines. Those of you with any kind of computer background who know something of computer history might recognize them as they're sort of based on the IBM 360. These machines, they look like they access the larger tapes that where data is stored. There are glass windows that look out onto a large room beyond, which is the rest of that whole area, and that is a room lined with more of these active computers, although the ones in the other side look like they're actually active, not just in sort of a sleep mode. You can see them, you know, but there's more lights, some of the spools are turning. Additionally, in this room there are three large dot matrix printers, two you know, small car-sized photocopiers, paper shredders, mimeograph machine, microfilm camera. There's a little ID camera pointing towards a dull white backdrop. And along the outer wall beneath the window is a shelving unit that contains reams and reams of paper, folders, paper clips, other office supplies, things like that. And tucked into one of the corners is what looks like a little portable, almost like a dark room, about the size of a lavatory.
Interesting. All right, I'll just go sit down at the terminal and try and turn this thing on.
Sure.
I want to go. Yeah. So while you do that, I want to go to the library, like go through the papers, use libraries and that.
Okay.
Amelia, should we check a different room while they do that?
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
What were the other options?
Okay, so there's... hang on, let me... basically across the hall is active records, it says. Then archived records are across from that, and then in the back... On the north side to the right of that room, it says emergency generators.
Have we had power so far?
There is power, at least to the computers, but the lights have been rather flickery. But there's power going to them, it seems. If there's an issue, it's probably not getting, you know, it's not that they're not getting power necessarily.
This isn't Billy saying it, this is Liam saying it. I don't know, like, active records probably sounds most immediate use to us, maybe.
Yeah, it might also be helpful if you go look at the emergency generators just as an understanding of how the power works in this particular structure, given your profession.
Okay. I'll go the generator, you can go active records. We're all splitting up.
I am not splitting up from you. Nope. No.
Yeah.
When someone says my name like that, nope.
All right, fine. All right, yeah, I'll go the generators.
Okay. So you start heading over there. Who turned on the computer?
Me, Clark.
Okay. So... Yeah, you turn and the monitor comes on. This is obviously very old style. It has a single yellow blinking cursor. It's just ding ding ding.
Yep.
Ding. They don't look incredibly user friendly whatsoever.
Hey, it's got a cursor. It's got a GUI.
Do either of you have any computer use skills?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Clark does.
I also do, but he's the IT specialist, so I let him do it. I say my lane.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, give me a computer use skill.
Computer use.
I assume yours is good if you're tech support.
Well, I might use 12 luck here just to make it a success. I rolled an 82.
Okay.
Before you do, can I also roll computer use?
Yeah. Well, remember too, you can also push a roll.
Oh yeah, I'll do that. Before you
do though, can I see you're struggling, I'm gonna roll computer use as well, just to give you a hand. Yes, that is a hard success. 18 on a 50.
Clarky's not used to the older computers.
Clarky's
old. I've seen these old computers before, so like, you've got to press the little input buttons out. There you go.
Alright, then in that case, make your roll and I'll give you a bonus die on it.
Oh, me?
Yep.
So I roll a D100, that's a 42, and then I roll a D10 again.
Yep.
Five, so... 42 is the best. Yeah.
So is that regular or hard, or...?
Be regular.
Okay. It's just a regular. I need to get
okay. Yeah, so this is going to take you about 15 minutes or so, give or take, you know, as you sort of figure out the system. And then you have to pause to sort of translate as some of this stuff comes up on the screen. But you begin sort of slogging through this. It's really just meant to store data, right? It's not overly complicated, but it's sort of figuring it out.
Yeah.
It's unfamiliar. Fortunately, it's based on, like I said, a fairly common operating system at the time, so it's not, you know, it's not completely alien. They didn't write it from scratch, but it is taking a moment. Meanwhile, back in the you guys are going to the
generators.
To the power room, right? The generator room?
Yep.
So apparently the generator room is pretty heavily insulated because, you know, as soon as you sort of open the doors, you can see that there are some a row of these massive sort of diesel generators, and they're all turning, you know, at a pretty fair clip.
Yeah. So I don't have anything mechanical, so I'm more interested in not the generators themselves, but like, what are they meant to be powering? Like, what's the status of the actual electricity in the building?
Okay.
Because I don't have anything in mechanical.
Yeah. Do you have electric repair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me an electric repair.
So yeah. Like, he's more interested, like, what's being powered, what can be powered, but isn't being powered. Yep. That's a hard success.
Oh, perfect. So it from what you can tell, your guess is that not all of these are running apparently. But from what you can tell, they are, they seem to be designed to come on if the load is it gets too low, and it looks like they're meant to power the air conditioning system.
Nothing else?
Well, it looks like it can power more, but right now it's currently only interested in powering the air conditioner.
So there's
going.
Nothing like obvious, like this powers the inversion machine thing.
No, you don't see anything.
Okay,
like that.
Damn it! I was just gonna unplug it. Scenario solved.
And a lot of this you're sort of in. A lot of this you're sort of inferring based on, because there's a little bit of a diagram which shows the wiring.
Yeah.
Sort of schematic, and you know, now that you have sort of a basic idea of the layout of this level, since you walk through.
So there's
it,
nothing obvious that, you know, I need you, to you, do. You, it's just. Everything.
No, I mean it seems to be working.
Yeah.
You don't know where it's getting its fuel from, but as long as it has fuel, it should keep going.
Amelia, generate the seems to be enough power for at least getting out of here. Everything seems to be working.
What is the power source?
I don't know. I mean, it's these diesel generators. Well, I don't know where the diesel is, though.
I was going to say, these are diesel-powered, yeah. Yeah, these are just diesel-powered electrical generators.
Yeah, the diesel generators. I haven't really seen any big drums of diesel anywhere, but...
Okay, all right. Well, I guess we go hit up the records or something like that to try and work this out. But, yeah, thank you for doing that. I just wanted to see whether or not we could work out a power source that was connected to the machine.
Yeah, just unplug it, you know?
Interesting choice. I mean,
how long is the next pulse, Amelia? How long?
Do I have a watch or any way of telling time?
you I assume you have a phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So
go ahead.
No, that's all right. So I mean, Eve said it was 50 minutes, so I would assume that I would have set an alarm or something like that, so I should know.
Sure. So about let's see, 2015. I would say about let's say 20. Actually, I'll roll a die here. 24 minutes has passed since he said that roughly.
Hmm.
So about 25 minutes. About 25 minutes until the next pulse. Mm-hmm. Should we try and make it to the active records?
Oh, I was thinking we should. I mean, honestly, I think we should just get out of here. Why be here when it goes off again?
Where do we have to go?
Home? I don't know. Wherever exit is?
I don't think we're anywhere near home. Now, I honored your delusion before, but unfortunately, I don't think I can do that now. Billy, we are in a different time and or space. This is the most logical...
Is it a different time? Alright, you call me the fucking crazy one. Alright, let's go to the records. Let's go to the records.
Okay.
Okay. Back in the computer room, you guys have begun going through records, and you did come across a you're trying to retrieve information about the inversion engine, and you end up coming across some records that that refer to the plans of it, and eventually you find the section about where an emergency shutdown procedure. And fortunately, this procedure is pretty simple. It's laid out. You have to insert both keys, turn simultaneously. You have to do it before you disconnect the subject, it says. Though it doesn't describe, what the subject is particularly. And then it has two power switches that need to be disengaged, and then you can disconnect the subject. So it's not a complex feature. It does have a warning to not just disconnect the power.
Cool.
Okay.
you do notice by the way that this report was written by Dr. Popov.
Okay, good thing I didn't unplug anything.
If that makes you feel better or worse, I don't know.
So I guess I'm reading this. Is it in like the computer records or is it in the folder, like the paper folder?
No, this is on the computer. This is on the computer screen.
Yeah. Oh, so you probably see it first clock. So yeah.
I'd be making sure we record it all for because obviously we've got to take the translated anyway. So I'll be making sure we've got all the screenshots and all that. So we've got the information there.
Oh sure, yeah. Oh, you're not going to print it on the dot matrix printer?
Oh, I guess we could.
As it prints out painfully, so like...
So
you'll be in there an hour and a half as it prints out.
Put some keys in, then turn off the power, but not... It's a very important... We don't turn off the power first, apparently.
Oh, okay, don't turn off the power. Okay, well, I hope Billy there's not gone to the generator room to look for a power source to turn it off, because that would be very silly, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I'm sure he's smart enough not to do that, though.
I'm sure he's smart enough to not just turn it off, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, no, he's very stupid, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, if we die, we die.
So, Clark, you were looking at the records, or the paper records?
No, I think
I'm looking at the paper records. Eve's
I got it backwards. My bad.
Yeah. Well, what's in active records then, if they're in there?
Do you going to go to active records?
Well, that's where Amelia and I are going. So what's in there?
Time-wise, you guys haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, so. I'm just wondering what, because it sounds like, is that a different room to what they're in?
It's a very different room. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Go on.
But Eves, you're sort of doing your looking, right. And you suddenly glance up, and you see a pair of eyes looking from the dark side of the glass at you. Almost in your own reflection, you see a face looking back at you from the other side. hang on, I can show you.
Oh, all right. So, sorry, just my headphones sort of cut out halfway through, and then I came back to, you see a face in the glass. So is there anything else before that that I need to know?
Nope.
Okay, cool.
But you see this.
Oh! What? Oh! What the?
So, give me a sanity roll.
Oh, dear. This isn't good.
You drew that?
Oh, no. That is an 88 on a 42. That's a fail. Oh!
Oh.
David.
just like speaking.
You take 2 sanity points and you stumble backwards as he's literally like right there staring at you.
Okay.
Surely that's the subject.
As far as you can tell, he is naked. His body is perforated. His body is perforated with wires and data cables that sort of weave in and out. Everywhere they penetrate the flesh, there's sort of thick clots of coagulated blood and pus. He had no thought of sterilization during his self-mutilation. You notice there are 2 long power cables sort of dragging behind him into the darkness, plugged into who knows where. There's smoke trailing from his back, and the occasional burst of sparks that suggest the cables are hot. And he is staring at you almost with a kind of hunger, it looks like, to your eyes.
All right. At this point, I am required to let you know that I have lost 1/5 of my starting sanity.
Okay. So what I'm going to have you do... actually, let me look up this first.
Yes, join me. Join me. We can go evil together. Billy and Eves together at last.
I need you to make a power roll, please.
Yep, can do. That went well. That's a regular success. Do you want a hard success or is regular okay? I can make it hard if I spend luck.
I was going to say a regular success will help, but a harder success would be better.
Yeah, well, let's do it. I'm just going to spend 3 luck to make that a hard success.
Okay. For a moment, you feel sort of drawn to him and fascinated by him. And you have a hard time pulling your eyes away, but you do manage. You manage to pull your eyes away from looking at him. You feel the cold of his stare, still looking at you. You can almost feel his eyes on you as you still look away. Clark, you hear this interaction and see him as well. And I'll need a sanity check from you.
Oh, great. Yep. that's a success.
Okay.
I think I want to roll low on this,
so,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, you want low is better.
Roll a 20.
Okay. Excuse me. So yeah, you see this. Fortunately, you're back a little further, so it wasn't quite as startling to you. But it's you know, you see this who's presumably a Russian soldier or scientist, technician. You're not sure, but he has clearly mutilated himself to the point you think he should be dead almost, especially with the look of the power sort of surging through him. But he's not looking at you at all, though. He's still kind of looking at Eves, who's managed to turn away from it. But he puts a hand up against the glass and sort of moves his face closer as he's trying to get a better look at him. And he just looks hungry.
Right.
I think we should leave.
I really want to look, try and check some records though for Dr. Leninov or Dr. Dubravinus. I'm just going to type those in just to be like, one. Just keep him busy, Eves, for a second. Just keep him busy as I'm just going to try and find the officer's location.
How do I keep them busy?
I don't know. Improvise.
Okay.
Give me a computer use roll.
just talk to him, Eves. Just talk to him.
Can I do some sort of roll?
Hey, you saw what Dr. Taylor said, right? Just do that. Maybe he needs a hug.
Give him a hug, yeah. I'm wondering...
Not recommend.
Can I determine if he's seen me or if he's, like, just looking... Is there, like...
Do you turn
to
look back?
Is there a way to know if he's actually, like maybe I'll maybe shuffle to the left and see if his face follows me.
Okay. He absolutely follows you.
Okay, so he's definitely seen me.
That's scary.
Yeah, he moves at the same time, and there is kind of a glow in his eyes. You thought it might have been a reflection at first, but there does appear to be a glow, which, considering, you know, the amount of, there's probably actual, you know, current running into his body, you're in your brain, you're thinking, well, maybe it's some sort of electrical phenomenon that you're not familiar with, but actually, you know what? Give me a physics roll.
Yeah, sure.
That is what you're here for.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. It's a 95 on a 90. I'm pushing that.
sure.
Yeah, I'm going to push it. Maybe as I sort of shuffle from left to right, almost like this weird dance to see if he's following me.
Yeah.
Like a T-Rex, like focusing on movement to keep Clark from being seen as well. Maybe
if you fail your push, by the way, then you're going to just automatically fail your power roll against him.
That's fine. We can, I have a good feeling about this. That is a 48 on a 90. That's a success. Regular success.
The shade and the intensity of it reminds you a lot of Cherenkov radiation.
I'm just gonna quickly Google what Cherenkov radiation.
is pretty. It's pretty standard for that's the kind of radiation you get from that you see in a nuclear reactor.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I rolled a 79, but I'm gonna push it by just taking longer. just 1 second. Almost done. All right.
It looks as though, so basically I think from that I'm inferring this guy's powered, like there's actual radiation going through his body.
It could be. Or he's been irradiated or something.
He's been irradiated.
Could be reacting with electricity. Your brain's trying to sort of, you know, work this out as it's trying to, you know, hold on to your sanity.
Right. Yeah, Clark, okay. The old timey menu navigation is a nightmare, isn't it?
It's just, you put a command in, and then I'm like, cool, it should be done by now. And I try typing, but it's just like, it lags, and then it's like, I got to keep hitting backspace. And like, no, just this.
Wait, so, for so, ha- so how did you, how did you, how did your push go?
Oh, yeah, it went wonderful. It's a success.
Oh, so. Great.
Yep.
Yeah, so you were looking particularly Dobransk.
Dr. Office. Leonov's and Dr. I'm trying to find in Dr. Dobransk's locations of their offices.
Sure.
In relation to like the map, maybe, so then we can just go straight there if need. And I think that's all I really needed.
So Leonov's office is on level 3.
Oh, there's another level.
And it's oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's in level 3 in the there's like an administration section on the you have a visual idea. You know it's down in the down near the meeting rooms, that sort of thing. But it's basically all you would know probably is that it's in the administration section on level 3. That's about all the information you'll be able to get. And the Bramsk's office is also in the administration area, but on level 4.
So level 4. Oh God. Oh good. All right.
I was starting to wonder, where's the inversion machine meant to be? We're running out of rooms. Oh, wait, there's more levels.
How did you go? Did you find... What's your name? It's Clark.
Yep. As I'm just like...
So...
I'm looking for a weapon, by the way. Can I look for a weapon?
Sure. What do you want to look for?
Anything I can use to either hit, shoot, or stab him.
He's behind the glass.
Yeah, he's on the other side.
Right now he's behind the glass.
Right now he's behind the glass. I'm not going to like scramble for it. I'm just looking around. Yeah. Like, is there anything I can use to potentially defend myself if he tries to break in?
I mean, the most dangerous things in here right now are office supplies. So, I mean,
yes, hit him with a keyboard.
Maybe a stapler.
A stapler? All right, let's see if I. All right, I'll grab a stapler. I've got a stapler.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm gonna pick up a stapler.
Heavy-duty stapler.
Yves has never been in a physical fight in his life, so like, yeah, stapler should work. All right. Maybe he's getting bullied, but apart from that, yeah.
So you get this information, Clark. You hit clear, the cursor comes up, and then it begins typing across the screen without you typing anything. And it's typing something, actually in English, it looks like.
Huh. I can read that.
It says, "Ever relentless, our reign of dread, in eternal torment, your soul is bled. No sacrifice can ease our wrath. It only feeds our nightmare path." And it just keeps typing it slowly across the screen, over and over.
All right.
And over.
I'll turn off the monitor if I can. And below.
Yes. There's a big switch goes click and shuts off.
Yep. Eve's, I think it's time to go, unless you want to keep talking to your mate over there.
No, we're good. We can leave. Let's go.
Okay, cool.
I got my stapler. I'm like holding it in front of my face.
So meanwhile, in Active Records, mm-hmm. you guys have arrived there while all this has been going on.
Yep.
The room basically contains it has a couple computer stations which look like they're turned off at the moment. There's some reading desks, a microfilm reader, and just lots and lots of shelves with books, files, boxes, just, you know, lined, you know, it's basically all the hard copies of everything that that they're storing.
So, Amelia, what should we be looking for? You got the journal, yeah? What should we be looking for?
Heavens, I don't know. I mean, I guess we try and find the names of the folders of different people, the different scientists, their records, their documents.
Sounds like we're just doing a general spot hidden for something useful. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So right. So yeah. Just you know, give me a library use would be the most appropriate.
Yeah. So yeah.
Or if you want to make a luck roll. If you're not focused and you want to make a luck roll, you can do that.
Maybe I'll make a luck roll.
Yeah, I think it's more that Liam and Em don't know what we're looking for.
So. Well, we know that we've got to get a second key, but we just don't know where that might... I don't think we know where that will potentially be.
I think I'm just looking for... I'm looking for anything on what Inversion actually is. Like, what is the Inversion project?
Right. Okay, well, just... Now, this is something that obviously the players may not remember, but in the Novikov recordings, it gave two locations, possibly, for the yellow key. And that's basically what they were looking for in the computer. And you don't necessarily know it yet, but they found... At least they have an idea of where those locations are at this point. So the key isn't... Right now isn't the most important thing, necessarily. So...
Then I might.
But if you want to do just a, yep.
Then I'm probably looking for something in reference to the subject, because that would be interesting to me. Like, subject to me would mean person, so I'd be wanting to find out a bit more about that person,
okay.
And probably Zakhar. Yep.
Okay. All right. So, well, let's see. We'll have Billy. Why don't you make your roll first?
Library use. Yeah, so for me, it's just a bit more context. So we saw the video that the YouTubers showed us. We've experienced these pulses and Novikov talking about it, but at no point I think we've ever actually learned what the purpose of the Inversion project was.
Right.
So I think that's more what I'm looking for.
Okay, yep. So, yeah, so I tell you what, give me a library use roll with a bonus die.
Oh, bonus? Okay, I got 29. So, let's try again. No, that one's worse. So, I can spend 9 luck to make it a success, which I think I'll do. All right, 9 luck spent.
Okay. Again, it takes a little bit of extra time because you're sort of trying to fish through things, but you eventually find a folder like a big binder that is entitled the inversion files.
Perfect. That's what we need.
It's a thick three-ring binder packed with dot matrix printouts. You don't get much out of it right away, you know, because obviously you have to kind of go through it and translate as you go. But it looks pretty comprehensive, and it includes what look like some schematics that are in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good. So we found some actual plans about inversion, because so far we've only ever watched a video and had like secondhand accounts from Novikov. So.
Right.
So I'll be like, Emil, I think I found the inversion project plans. I don't really know what they're for, but...
And Emil, you going to make a luck roll?
Yes. Woohoo! Got a 5. Hard success. Extreme success, I think.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you found that there was actually a box that someone had literally taken out, like... you know, because they're like I said, they're a table set up. Your feeling is that people would come in here, check out material, you know, read it at the tables, and then put it back, sort of thing. That's the kind of setup looks like. But you find a big file box, and it contains other things within it. But you notice that there is some notes referencing an Antarctic expedition. And what caught your eye was that amongst the list on the side of the box, you did see, after you, you know, going through your thing, inversion engine. And you managed to open it up and find some papers that reference that. And let's see. Again, you'll have to go through it, but you did see a photograph of what looked like a kind of small oblong cylinder with a little glass sort of window in the side, and you see it looks like something organic within. And written on the back, you do a quick little translate. It's a rough translate because it's handwritten, but it looks like sample and then maybe some kind of ID number. Other things in here include a lens that looks like it's made of green glass with a small triangle etched in it. There's a little small triangle shard of dull gray metal about 4 inches long and half an inch wide at the base. And it looks like it has like two edges that look like they've been sharpened. And then there's a little vial of black sludge. It's just a glass cylinder or a little glass vial, probably about 2 or 3 inches tall. And as you sort of you know, pick it up to look at, the sludge inside moves violently, and almost as if it's trying to get at you through the glass, but it can't. It's kind of slipping around inside and sort of, you know, poking itself against the glass, but it can't get through to you.
Wait, she actually has the vial? This isn't on, like, a photo?
No, well, there was a photo. The photo was of a different cylinder.
Oh, so there's an actual
cylinder. This other one is like some sort of organic sample, but it appears to still be alive, whatever it is.
What the fuck is that?
Emily's intrusive thought, not my character's, is like, break the cylinder. But we're not going to do that.
No.
Billy, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, Bic, don't drop that shit. I don't know. It looks like it wants to, you know, infest you.
What are you making of this?
It kind of vaguely reminds you of like a leech.
Yeah, it's like
but it doesn't seem to be nearly as solid.
I wouldn't drop that shit. I'll put that away.
Billy, shut up. So, okay, come over here. We'll look at what's in the box, and we'll work it out. So, we've got a sample from the Antarctic. We've got what I assume is metal. Fuck, I'm not a scientist in this way. we have some a triangle of green glass. We have black stuff that wants to kill us.
Well, it's a lens of glass with a little triangle etched in it, yeah.
Sorry, say that again.
Yeah, the green glass is basically a round lens, but it has a little triangle sort of etched in it.
Can I look through it?
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of look through it, and as you sort of turn it, you know, you know, because you kind of see this. There's almost like a what's the word I'm looking for? Like a polarization to it. So as you turn it, you know, the light changes slightly. So you kind of turn it a bit, and when you rotate it 90 degrees, you happen to have it pointing toward the door, and through the lens, you see yourself and Billy entering the room.
Is that a sanity roll?
What's that nifty little thing you got there? What you got there?
That is a sanity roll.
Yeah. Okay. That is not a pass. That is a 90.
Okay. Oh, it's a fail?
That's a fail.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you're going to lose one sanity point. And you realize that what you're seeing is it's literally exactly what happened a short time ago.
What is it, Amelia? What have you got there?
Billy, I think it has something to do with time. I just saw us coming into the room. And I don't understand what that means.
What do you mean you just saw us? It was in... How could it have recorded us? It was in the box.
I don't... Just look through it. I don't know.
Okay, I'll look through it. Down the rabbit hole I go.
Yeah, so you look through it and you look through it and you turn it. And you begin moving around and... Yeah, you look over and you see yourself down one of the little aisles, looking through some of the things, just like you were a short time ago.
Does anything in it seem different to what I did?
No. Well, I mean, you're seeing yourself from a different perspective, obviously. So, I mean,
how did this record us? It was in the box.
Billy, I don't think it's a recording.
Is there a camera in the room?
I don't know. Are there plans in the box?
Oh, I found a folder of the immersion plans.
You don't see anything related to this. This was sort of just wrapped up in a paper sort of folder. But you didn't see any notes with it or anything.
Which way did, to activate that? I turned the device. Is that right?
Yeah. When you notice that when you turn it one way, and they seem to correspond to the little points on the little triangle.
Yeah.
When you turn it one way, it just shows you what you see through it, just like a normal.
Yeah. Well, I want to turn it the other way. I want to see the future.
So apparently, after you sort of play with it a bit, it looks like it only shows what's going on right now, the past, and then when you have it pointing straight, when you have the same point of the triangle pointing straight down, it just turns black.
Right. So what's the point of it only showing like 2 minutes ago though?
Billy, let's just pack it in a box and take it to Eve's.
Yeah, look, I've got full of all the plans. I'll give that to Eve's.
At least let me have a look first. Maybe I'll have a look and I'll see what I can decide.
Oh, it's all a bunch of science
shit. And then let's just... I don't know when the pulse is coming, but I want to find the rest of the group.
Let's meet them in the corridor and discuss what we're going to do about this next pulse, because it's like 3 minutes away. I don't know.
It's close.
Yeah, so we run back in the hall. We're like, Eve's... Frenchie, Clarky.
All right.
I've seen a creepy man. Is he following us? I thought, like,
well, he's on the other side of the glass.
He's not.
So he's in another room. Right. He has to exit out.
We've walked out, and we've he's not following us.
Yeah, okay, you guys are back out in the corridor now, and a short, you know, we'll say for the sake of simplicity, a few moments later, you see them come out of a thing. Now, are you guys taking the box, or are you guys taking individual items?
I'm bringing the box. Well, Amelia, do you want to not bring the box?
No, I want to bring the box.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of bulky.
You're bringing the box. I'm bringing the folder of inversion plans. And we're like, Frenchie, okay. Clarky, we've got some stuff to show and talk
about. Yeah, we need to go. We need to go, mate.
What I was going to say is, look, this next pulse is about to happen. Do we want to try and leave and have something weird happen when we're halfway down a stair? Or should we hunker down somewhere safe and just wait for it to happen?
We need to get as far away from this place as possible.
But I don't think we have time. We don't even know how to get out of here.
I'm going to look over my shoulder. I'm like, let's go. And then
we should leave.
But we don't even know how to get out. Should we just find a room with nothing in it and just hunker down for this pulse? Like,
to the bathroom, quickly.
Let's go. Yeah, to the dunny.
I was going to say, there's literally a bathroom right there.
All right, yeah. Everyone in the bathroom.
Well, there's a few of them.
Oh, let's just... Wow.
Yeah. All right, you guys clamber into the lavatory.
Clark, what are you thinking? What's going on?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I'm just thinking, like, if he walks out of that room, we're gonna have to pass him.
If who walks out of that
to
room?
To get to the stairway.
If who walks out of that room?
The wired dude.
What wired dude?
This is a wired man.
What do you mean a wired man?
Shut the fuck up, there's a fucking monster. You've seen all sorts of crazy shit. All of a sudden, suspending your disbelief when a fucking monster is coming at you. Quick, into the toilet. Quick, get in.
Okay, in the toilet. Lock the door.
All right.
It's a bit cramped.
You guys get it.
What have you got there?
What
did you find?
Fortunately, it smells strongly of ammonia in here, like a cleaning agent sort of thing with a faint hint.
It smells like a certain share house in the U.S.
I'd say we're all just nervously waiting for this pulse to occur.
What did you get?
We found some files and stuff about the inversion project, but what about this pulse? What do we do? Should we just see
how long till it hits?
What did it do last time? It made a weird noise. We all... What? Did we black out? I forget.
I think you shat your pants.
That kind of says it all, though, right?
Okay, okay.
What did happen?
I'm going to quickly start squizzing through these documents that they brought me. Yep.
We found a whole bunch of stuff, and I can't make head or tail of it. But I know we've only got a couple of minutes to the pulse. But quick, here, I've got a box of this. The triangle. We could see fragments of time. I don't understand what? It.
Fragments
maybe
of
help.
Time?
Maybe make some sense of it.
Oh. Fuck! It's can't, I can hear it. I can hear it. What do we do? What do we do?
I'd say sit down, and hope for the best.
Alright.
Mate.
Good luck, everyone, I guess.
Just don't freak out.
I'm just frantically looking through the...
Everyone hit your play as this thing's approaching.
Yeah.
Eves, do you look at any of these objects you got?
I'm looking at the papers first to see what I can make of that. Yeah.
As you can hear the noise get louder.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to focus on the paper.
I was going to say, you've seen the schematics and...
Yeah.
And as the sound gets louder, you can almost see the text sort of shifting on the page, and you can almost imagine the machine itself moving on the page as you're looking at the schematic as it approaches, and it gets louder and louder and louder, and you can feel your skin crawling as it overwhelms you, and passes through the bathroom. You all suffer a wave of nausea. And there's a deep groaning howl as the structure, around you seems to age. You notice that the smooth concrete kind of dulls and cracks a bit. You see bits of concrete fall, as if decades or centuries have passed. You see rust forming on the fixtures in the bathroom. In the mirror. You see a shape looking at you through the mirror, and it looks like a man with wires all through his skin as his hand slams against the other side of the mirror from the reflection itself. And the paint begins to peel and crack. The linoleum curls up at the edges. And I need everyone to make constitution checks, please.
God. What a shit show.
Because you're in the toilet, right?
Hey.
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 Hard success for me. I do not need to throw up in the dunny.
I did a fail.
Normal success.
Okay. Anyone who fails begins vomiting.
Out of my way!
Yay!
In the toilet, man.
I was gonna say if you want to try to at least get it in the sink or the toilet, you're welcome to.
Yeah.
It's kind of crowded in here though. It's really a one person bathroom.
Pushing people out of the way.
Four people in it.
Yeah. Everyone else be dead.
Yeah. You managed to get there and throw up, you know, flip it up in time to do that, but. It's unpleasant, and as it rips past and continues on, the silence dies down again like it did before. The leftover nausea begins to abate slightly. You're not sure if it felt worse this time, but it feels as if it did.
Liam generally has no idea what's going on. This inversion project. What is this shit?
It's
just
it's,
like Billy has no idea what's going on. This is perfect.
Yeah,
it's like
I've got
life.
Some theories, but
I would like to have a good read of these papers, and I can develop some theories as to like I just want to know what this machine is supposed to be doing.
Yeah, I think Clark doesn't really know and doesn't really is not too concerned about that. He just wants it to stop. But me. Yeah. I think I know what it's doing. Especially now, after that last one.
Oh, yeah.
So, as it gets quiet, do you all have cell phones? Smartphones? I think. Okay. Everyone, make a luck roll.
My luck is getting smaller.
Oh, no, I failed.
I also failed.
I just need to beat my luck, right?
Yeah.
Success. Lower than your
luck. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you want it lower then.
Yeah, Clark's the only one that passed.
Okay, so Clark.
Yes.
You get a bing that says you got a text message.
That's weird. I'll pull up my phone and open it.
It looks like some kind of news alert. It's a news alert that went out. And it says, devastating explosion in West Texas. Authorities are reporting a massive explosion at the compound of the popular YouTube channel Debunker Bunker. According to reports, they were in the process of testing some sort of experimental technology when a 1.8 kiloton blast was detected by NORAD just south of Marathon, Texas. Fearing a nuclear incident, the president was rushed to a secure, undisclosed location until the incident could be investigated further. Experts now agree that this is not a nuclear event due to the absence of ionizing radiation, but the U.S. military remains on high alert. New information suggests that all those present at the time are fucking dead and rotting in hell.
Well, the bit at the end is not very professional.
Yeah, that's very unprofessional. I will probably just read.
That's what the little news report says. Yeah. As it comes up on your phone.
I will read it out to everyone else.
The journalist fucking swore at us.
Yeah, that's a bit weird.
Bit weird.
Must have been one of my students.
So we're back. We're back in the right time, right?
Well, you're in a bathroom.
Yeah, can I check for service?
That kind of smells a bit sour right now.
We should probably get out of the bathroom.
Or vomit.
I'm so sorry, but
I'm going to check my own phone. Do I have Wi-Fi reception or something?
You don't see it.
Okay. I will cautiously open the door.